It's a test of your faith when you read this next scripture. It's a true test of your faith. It's a test to see whom you believe Jesus Christ is to be. I went to seminary in the early 1980s. I've heard every theory you can imagine about this passage. I've heard people explain it away. I've heard people say that it was added to Scripture to enhance the person of Christ. Regardless, the Scripture we're going to read now is a true test of your faith in Jesus and who He is. This is from John chapter 6, starting with verse 15. So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force and make him king, withdrew again to the mountain, so he could be himself alone. Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and after getting into a boat, they started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea began to be stirred up because of a strong wind blowing. Then, when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." So they were willing to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. The next day, the crowd that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other small boat there except one, and that Jesus had not entered with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Now, this is a test of your faith. This is the scripture that states that Jesus walked on water. And not only did he walk on water, once he stepped into the boat was immediately at its destination. I've read everything you can on this. If you think in human thought, in human power, people say this is an embellishment to enhance how we look at Christ. There are people who say he really didn't walk on water, but this is a test of faith. Because the first thing you have to look at is, who is Jesus Christ? Is he like you? It's a simple question. Is Jesus Christ like you? On one hand, yes, he is, because he had a human body with flesh and bones. But on the other hand, he is God in the form of a human body. Now, can I walk on water? Nope. Can a human being normally walk on water? No. Can God walk on water? The one who created water, the one who created the world, the one who created the mountains, the clouds, the skies, the rains, the snow, the blizzards, the God who created the universe, can he walk on water? And if he wants, can he step into a boat and have it immediately at its destination? I believe that Jesus Christ walked on water. Not because I believe, but because he is God. I believe that God loves you so much that he actually left the throne, the glory, and became a human being and walked among us. He knows our suffering. He knows your pain. He knows you intimately and personally. And if you think walking on water is a miracle, what about walking on this earth and seeking you out personally? What about the God of the universe coming to you? Do you remember what the words were? The disciples saw them and they were afraid. But Jesus said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." So they were willing to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. God seeks you out personally. If he has to walk on water, he can do it. But what he says is, "It is I, do not be afraid." So they were willing to receive him. Are you willing to receive Christ today? Think of the journey that he's taken to come to you. Think of what he's had to wade through when he looks at all of your sin. Think of what he has to cross to come to you and have you receive him. Yes, Jesus Christ walked on water because he is God and because he loves you. Father, thank you that you do miracles. You fed 5,000. You healed people. You walked on water. You did all of these things not to show how great you are, but to show how much you love us. So, Father, thank you for being God and humbling yourself to the point of death in loving us for all of eternity. You lift your child up today. Amen.